USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack says it may take longer than required in the Farm Bill to review the idea of creating an undersecretary for trade. Vilsack also weighed in at a recent Senate Ag hearing on trade promotion authority needed to speed deals through Congress without changes. Nebraska Senator and former USDA Secretary Mike Johanns told Vilsack that Vilsack could not outlast him on creating an undersecretary for trade.
There's 30 farm groups that want it to happen, and it just makes sense. You know, I look back at my time at USDA, and so much of what I did was trade-related.
But Vilsack told Johanns it's not that simple, involving turf battles and other issues, and a report may not be ready by the August 9th deadline.
Our deputy, Darcy Vetter, who's been so heavily engaged in trade discussions, is now being proposed to move over to USTR. It's timely, right?
Yeah.
But there's a lot of moving parts here, and I don't want to suggest to you that my answer should indicate to you that I don't think it's important or that I don't think it's something we should do. I just want to make sure we do it right.
Vilsack pointed to AFIS and other agencies involved in trade that may want some role in the new trade post created. Meantime, Johanns told Vilsack he doesn't see success for pending Asian or European trade deals without fast-track congressional approval, known as TPA.
I think there are two ways to approach trade promotion authority. You pass it and then you get the agreements, or you get a decent agreement, a good agreement, and you go to Congress and say, look, you got this opportunity. Trade promotion authority would fast-track this great opportunity. Let's take advantage of it. I think either way you can get to where you need to be, but I don't want to underestimate the difficulties of these negotiations under any scenario. The Japanese are very, very difficult.
But Japan is not the only trade deal impediment. President Obama has not pressed for TPA, unpopular with labor unions, even after endorsing it in his State of the Union address. And ag trade experts don't expect any action until after the November elections. I'm Sabrina Hill for AgNetWest.com.